confirmed one of those killed was a hostage. Good evening. I'm Julie Hayner.
And I'm Frank Somerville, and this is what we know right now. Two suspects are hospitalized. A third suspect was killed. Police also say there were three female hostages and that one of those women was also killed. We'll hear from a witness in just a moment. First, though, we go to Richard Sharp at the scene.
And this is where it all came to an end. Let me show you over my shoulder here the suspect vehicle and all this. A blue SUV riddled with bullet holes. It has been covered up because there are still dead bodies inside or next to it. As we pan out, we can see a mobile command unit. They have shut this entire intersection of Stockton, a main thoroughfare here, down. And all the police cars you see behind that, according to witnesses, were some of the vehicles that fired on that blue SUV. A lot of the witnesses we spoke to here said it was basically a shootout through this residential neighborhood that went in a loop. We talked to one person who said it drove right by a barbershop and they saw the actual suspect firing on a police car as the chase went through this neighborhood, and it came back around a second time and there were even more officers, and this is where it came to an end, right here on Thornton in Auto Drive in Stockton. Of course, a lot of people were very scared. Some people said they had to duck behind bushes, behind lawnmowers to avoid some of the fire. They saw police officers returning fire, and of course, that blue SUV has literally dozens of bullet holes inside it. There were some people that were taken from that. We believe they are suspects. Suspects taken away to the hospital for treatment, and at this point they have everything locked down, and we've seen some of the district attorneys in here taking a look at this to make sure everything is investigated thoroughly and to make sure exactly what happened, who was inside that vehicle, because they're still not entirely sure, and where to go from here. But it looks like this intersection will be closed for quite a while as they try and figure out where all the bullets are. Some of them may have hit houses in this area as well.